In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The sermon for the last Sunday in the church year is based on the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. Jesus said, "Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." Thus far the text. Well, are you ready? Are you watching? Jesus is coming back. Though he has been delayed these many years for the sake of the elect, he is coming back. We are to expect his return at any moment. To give up hope, to live as though only this short life mattered, as though the wait would last forever. That is to throw your lot in with the devil. A part of having faith by the grace of God is to remain ever aware that you are waiting, that you are watching, that you are ready, that this short life is not all that there is, that he who has bought us with his life is coming back, and he's worth waiting for. And yet there is danger in the waiting. Satan surely has his season as well. He has asked to sift you as wheat. So will your faith be consumed? At confirmation, full of zeal, you were bold to say, "Lord, I am ready to go with you into prison and into death before I would sacrifice my confession." But before the night was over, you fell asleep on the watch. You quit praying. You threw your small catechism down as if it didn't matter anymore. It was too bothersome, too much of a hindrance, too much of an obstacle to your beloved sins. You see, we are corrupt, defiled, and wicked. The ways of men are betrayal, violence, and greed. Your thoughts and secret desires are nothing short of shameful. Your most natural speech is full of lies, gossip, and slander. You are comfortable in your sin and quick with excuses and blame. Repent. Oh, we can pretend to be good and pretend to be nice. And when it comes to spirituality, we can act like we know enough. That is, as long as nobody asks us anything about what we're supposed to believe, teach, and confess. We are capable of being total phonies. We can pretend to hold certain virtues, and if our fragile masks hold together long enough, we can fool society into thinking that we are honorable and decent. And if we are willing to lie to ourselves, and most certainly we are, we might even fool ourselves. But you are only a moment away from being discovered by your neighbor. And by no means are you fooling God Almighty. None of us has a pure heart while we remain in sinful flesh. Yet God sees into them. The perfection that he demands, you have failed at fulfilling. He is no respecter of persons. And so, he rattles you to wake up and face the truth, his truth. And yet you still think that you know better. Who dares to wake you up? Rudely roused from your slumber, you want Jesus to come at a more sensible hour. You want to do things your way. God's ways are so invasive and interfering of life. Not now, Jesus. Amen, amen. Come, Lord Jesus. No, not now. Things are going so good down here. You want what you want, and you want it yesterday. So all you really want to do is roll over and go back to sleep. Repent. Hear the announcement of the bride's coming, O Christian. Repent. It is time to get up. Repent before it is too late, before the door is shut, before the night cometh that no man can work. Like St. Peter before you, repent and be welcomed back yet again into the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, out of the bondage of sin and into the bondage of love to the Father by the Word of the Son. Be welcomed back by grace alone. The door is still open. Our Lord provides, and your cup runneth over. You will never run out of what He has to give. Continue on in this vale of tears. Suffer affliction with the people of God instead of enjoying the passing pleasures of sin. Admire the reproach of Christ as being greater riches than all of the treasures in the world. Embrace the promise. Faith lives by and in this grace alone. It is not a flexing of your wills. It is God's word and sacraments bringing you to trust in His goodness. His grace alone cannot be exhausted in the waiting because it is the gift of His Holy Spirit. God will provide. He has satisfied His own wrath already. Isaac goes free and lives. God intervenes for His children. He has supplied the required sacrifice. He wakes His children, rebukes them, and forgives them. He is the one who fills the oil flask. He is the one who fills you with His word and sacraments, which will never pass away. Awake from your gloom, O sons of men. Hear the distant trumpet song. Hear God's word proclaimed. Step out of your sleepy self-centeredness or your anxiety. Christ returns. Soon He comes in glory for all the world to see. Soon He will reveal to those who have derided and mocked you that contrary to all earthly wisdom and appearances, you are, in fact, an adopted son or daughter of the Most High. This is how it is in the kingdom of God, the unlikely. takes place. God works through opposites. A lowly shepherd boy can kill a giant and become king. Joshua can knock down fortified walls with trumpets. The sword of Gideon has no edge. It is but broken jars and torches. The enemy defeats itself. Samson defeats more in death than he did in life. Mary carries God around in her womb. And 3 days after he dies, Lazarus walks out of the grave alive. Opposites that perplex our sacred human reason. Without credentials, earthly honors, titles, without money or fame, you, O lowly and unlikely one, you are God's beloved. You are significant and special to him, regardless of yourselves. He loves you. So while you wait, while you grow weary, while the flesh proves its weakness, he will awaken you with a call to repentance and belief, and he will fill you again and again. He prepares you for his coming then by gathering you together for his coming now in word and sacrament. His word bespeaking you righteous, absolving you, his baptism of you, washing you clean of sin, his perfect risen body, once crucified to make you his, is placed into your body. His cleansing blood coursing through your veins, bringing you to be more in him. It's through these means, it's through him, through your old Adam dying and living in him, that your hearts are then made pure. Your minds are made alert. His Spirit in you is willing. Cleansed and purified, his innocence resides in your souls and minds. You proclaim that glorious, life-giving death every time you eat and drink him until he comes again. You proclaim that for the life of the world. Just like the virgins in Holy Scripture, God provides the oil for your lamps, the food for your soul. Here, he rallies the troops, encourages, nourishes, and strengthens for the watch. The bridegroom comes now with forgiveness, with life and salvation, with strength for the day. For you who are bound to forget who you are and why you are waiting, he comes and he opens the gates of heaven for you over and over. His return is not as far off as it once was. And although you have fallen asleep in the past and will continue to do so, although you have been less than faithful and have gone after other gods and other bridegrooms, nonetheless, he remains faithful, and he loves you and forgives you. He welcomes you back and bids you to come into the bridal chamber. By the grace of his own merit earned for you. He bids you to come in to bask in his loving presence and feast upon him who is the very bread of life. This is where he gathers us while we wait. It is the only way to stay awake, to fend off the cold boredom of a long watch, to believe, teach, and confess what he has done for us and whose we truly are right now. This nourishment of word and sacrament shall never fade, nor ever be exhausted. Your future is upon you. Thanks be to God, for as he asks you to stay watchful, he is the one who keeps you doing so. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.